with Holland Goods and Support. My name is Zandra. May I have a zip code?
70810.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Pamela Johnson.
Okay. I don't see an order in your name yet. The zip is 70810.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you calling about something you've ordered?
Ma'am, I'm calling you because I don't know what this is.
I have two
things on my credit card. One for $39.99. And one for $56.95, and no one could tell me what it is.
So this is a third-party call center. We do answer the phone for companies that sell products, but we need to find that order in your name to help you. Where did you get the number to call this call center?
On my Visa statement. If I gave you a reference number, would that help?
No, anything from your statement is going to be in association with the Visa and the financial institution, not the order. So I can use part of the card number to do an advanced search, but let me try just your full name again. What is your, spell your name for, first name for me.
Pamela.
And the last name is spelled?
Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so I'm not getting anything under that name with that zip code. So what I can do is do an advanced search with the first six and last four of the card, Ms. Johnson, if you like.
First six and the last four?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go grab my card.
Okay.
Okay, it's 4545-3609.
Okay, and the last four?
5763.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, so I do see an order in your name from the card number. What's your address to verify?
11625 Pecan Grove Court in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Okay. One moment. The order is coming up.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so this order was created on May 26th when you were trying to win the drill. Do you remember that campaign? It was a contest. You were trying to win the drill?
Yeah, I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have to charge so much money, I didn't get anything.
So the account was set up with you joined a shopping club. It's a membership. It gives you access to... Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Who do I call about getting out of this?
Well, the company will allow me to close the account if you're not planning to use the discount club anymore.
Oh, no, ma'am. You could go ahead and please do it, please.
Okay. Give me one moment.
And so I was charged $56.95 and then another $39.99 to win a freaking drill. How stupid am I?
Well, that's the shopping club and the discount club that you join. So
yeah, but wouldn't you think that I would have gotten something for? Honey, it's not your fault. It's mine. I was stupid. I won't promise you it won't happen again.
Yes, ma'am. Let me go ahead and close it out. I'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
trying to win a fucking drill. Scam is what it is. This is going back. Your Vicky's book. What's that? Where did the book go?
Okay, so I was closing out the account. I did check with my supervisor. She did say she would allow me to give you a discount, a half refund of 50% on the last charge you incurred in July. So the $56.95, yes, ma'am, she's going to allow me to give you that credit back to your Visa. You will get an email at brpamj@att.net.
Correct. Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I appreciate all
you. You're welcome. Now hold the line one more moment. I'm almost done. Okay, so I have the request, the refund requested. It will post back to your Visa in 3 to 5 business days. But you're going to get an email first indicating that the refund is being processed, okay?
Thank you so very much, Rainy. You've been wonderful.
You're welcome, and the account is closed.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.